Hi, Dawn Stensland here today with Carolyn Ziegler, co-founder of renowned child safety brand Dream Baby. Carolyn's here to talk about how to childproof the kitchen, arguably the most important room in the house to childproof. Right, Carolyn?
It's definitely the most important, and it's one of the ones we spend most of our time in, because a lot of people also have their family rooms connected to the kitchen. Look, kitchens just draw people together. It's lovely family time. So there's a few things you need to really, really consider. So the best solution for me is actually use a gate to block off the kitchen. If you're not in there, you don't want your child going in there. Sometimes you're in there and you want to block them off as well, but make sure they're in sight. So really looking at individual things though, store all dangerous and movable items well out of reach. Knives, appliances, and so much more. Make sure they're kept up high in a locked cabinet. You don't want those down in reach. Just in case somebody's opened a cabinet and forgotten to close it, keep them up high out of reach. Similar, cleaning materials, detergents, you want those out up high and out of reach. They can be actually quite toxic and can cause terrible harm. Dawn, I don't know about you, but in my fridge, there is often, you know, there might be a bit of medicine stored or some wines being chilled, especially if it's around holiday season. You know, you really want to make sure your fridge is secured as well. There are things in fridges you do not want your children getting access to. Dawn, rubbish and recycling must be covered at all times, and don't let kids have access to it. Empty the bins as often as possible. You know, we all also have lots of glass in kitchens and breakables, so you must make sure you keep those out of reach of children. They are just too tempting for kids to play with, and you know, you could have some really beautiful pieces you want protected, but you also obviously want your child protected as well.
Yeah, it's so true. A lot of times the holiday crystal, and it's so shiny and the kids want to touch it, right?
Yeah, I know I do, but and it's something else to think about when you're cooking. Turn handles of your pots and pans towards the back. In fact, if possible, cook on the back burner. It's much easier to keep the, you know, children away from that area. The other thing I often suggest to parents is that they cook when their toddler is sleeping and just reheat later in the microwave.
Now, that's a great idea. And plus, if you've pre-cooked, you can have more time, enjoy your time with your company too. So that's a great
Most
one.
Definitely. Yep.
And if you want more information, of course, you can go to dreambaby.com.au or dream-baby.com.